Hello, and welcome to this Cambridge 105 radio special for Make Music Day. I'm Neil Whiteside. Make Music Day is a global event which this year took place on Wednesday, June the 21st. Cambridge BID organised a full day of live performances at Station Square in CB1 with a vast range of genres on show. The event also supported Break, a charity that supports young care leavers. In this programme, we'll hear from Break, and there'll be interviews and performances from several of the acts on the day, including the Long Road Music Department, Harry Beasley, Hot Content and Gen M. But let's start with some music from the Caxton Swing Band. Here's Doozy.
Thank you.
Okay, well, it's Make Music Day here at Cambridge Station Square. First up, 10 o'clock, is going to be the Long Road Music Department. Lizzie Rowlands is the head. She's here with me now. Is that right? Did I get your title right,
Lizzie?
That's
right, Lizzie Rowlands. Yeah, course team leader for music.
Thank goodness for that. I mean, great to see so many youngsters here. Obviously, Long Road, vibrant for this sort of stuff.
Absolutely.
So tell us a bit more about what you're going to be doing today.
So we've got four bands today. They're made up of our Year 1 students who are all studying for their BTEC in music performance. They've been working for the last few weeks in some small bands, performing sets of about two or three songs each. Massive variety of styles. We've got everything from jazz all the way through to some more heavy rock stuff. And they're really excited to be here.
I should think they are. I mean, it's a great venue, isn't it? And a great opportunity to just get out there amongst people as they're walking around. They're going to hear what you do.
Yeah.
In terms of concerts and things like that, do you mentor them for that? Because it's quite a lot of pressure, isn't it, to go live?
Absolutely. It's huge. Yeah. And that's actually what the course is all about. So the course is geared towards music performance. The idea is that these students are going to be given the skills they need to go on and perform in bigger venues in the future and could pursue their music studies in some kind of further education scenario as well.
Okay. And where are they at the moment in the school year? Are they kind of almost done now? That's it?
This is the
wind down?
Yeah, so this is the it's my favourite bit of the year. They finish all of their exams. We've got a little bit of freer time now before they start cracking on with their assessments again in September. So it gives us the flexibility to come out and about and do things like this.
Okay, and I'm now going to ask you the most stupid question I've ever asked, because I know exactly what your answer is going to be. But I mean, we keep hearing about it, don't we, that music isn't being taught in schools. It's the thing they cut from the curriculum. How important is music to you?
Oh, it is incredibly important. I think if you asked any of the students here, they would say that music is the thing that has really made their time at school. Even if things aren't going so well in their maths or their English or whatever it may be, music gives them that opportunity to express themselves, to communicate, and to show a talent that maybe a lot of their other teachers don't get to see.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Well, Lizzie, I'll let you get on because you're first up, so I can imagine it's controlled mayhem at the moment, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah.
Listen, have a great day. Thanks ever so much for supporting
Make
Music Day. Lizzie Rowlands from Long Road Sixth Form Music Department. Thanks very much indeed for joining me.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Make Music Day. So we are starting now, and we're going to have an hour of performances from the wonderful music department here, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. But do stay around, we're going to be here till 6, and there's going to be lots of live music happening. So yeah, come and take a seat and enjoy the day. Thank you.
Hey everybody, we are Tony and the Tarts, and we are going to be singing a few songs, starting with I Love You So by the Walters.
You can sing along if you want to. Right.
I just need someone in my life to give it structure, to handle all the selfish ways I spend my time without her. You're everything I want, but I can deal with all your lovers. You're saying I'm the one, but it's your
I love you so.
thank you.
Yeah, now we're going to dampen the mood right now, guys, with a bit of Mitski. Who likes Mitski?
Yeah!
Wow! Yeah!
Across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I'm here with Hot Content, who are playing at the Make Music Festival today. Make Music Day, I should say. It's like a festival, really. And I'm here with Louis from Hot Content. Hi, Louis.
Hiya, nice to meet you.
Now, you are a very big band, aren't you? So you've been nominated. But I noticed I asked your band who could to come and talk to me, and they sort of went, Louis will do it, and then they all walked the other way.
Yeah, they kind of got me when I was going to get a meal deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm here, happy to do it.
Tell us all about your band. There's 10 of you, I believe.
Yeah, so there's a full rhythm section. That's drums, keyboard, bass guitar, guitar. And then there's four horn players, trumpet, trombone, alto sax, tenor sax. And then we've got two vocalists.
Oh, nice.
So it's quite big. I think maybe normal function bands would maybe have seven people, maybe only one singer, maybe not all four rhythm section players. But we really like having all 10 of us because we think it allows us to do a lot more versatile arrangements. The sort of interactions between the two singers is really nice in our tunes. So it's big, but it's nice.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that gives you a chance to sort of really play around with stuff and do all sorts of different things. Now, I believe you've been playing at all the May Balls.
Yes.
You're looking a little bit jaded, I hate to say. You're getting a lot of coffee in here.
Yeah, we're surviving. We've had gigs at Homerton Maybole, Hughes Hall Maybole, Clare May Event and Trinity Maybole so far. And we've got a couple more to go, one tomorrow.
So you've got a bit of a rest in between. This is like a rest time for
you. I think tonight's going to be an early night for all of us. I mean, it's a lot, but it's just fantastic to get to play at these wonderful events. It's, you know, wonderful stages. The audience go wild. You're seeing all your friends, people you see in lectures. It's a really fun experience.
So are you all students at Cambridge?
Yeah, pretty much all of us. There's a couple of us who graduated last year but are working. But we're very much a student band, mostly made up of third years. Yeah.
And decide you just get together for functions rather than sort of doing original stuff?
Yeah. So we all sort of play in other bands, whether that's sort of 20-piece jazz bands or random acoustic sets. But in the summer last year, myself and the drummer Rob sort of decided we really wanted to form a function band that could do these really fun events at May Balls, performing to like big crowds on main stages. So we got all our friends together who we knew, formed the band, and have well managed to be able to do that.
That's wonderful. And you said that some of you, or quite a lot of you, are doing music at university?
Yeah. So about three or four of us study music, but the rest of us just study other subjects. I mean, I study history myself.
And what do you play?
I play the bass guitar.
Oh, cool.
Other people study economics, engineering, so it's a real mix.
And so it's a really good outlet, isn't it? I'm guessing a complete difference from the academic stuff.
Yeah, definitely. It's a very nice break away from everything.
And so where can people find you if you want to maybe book you for a function or just look at what you're doing?
Yeah, so we're on Instagram as Hot Content Band, that's all one word. But we also have an email which is found on our Instagram. And just feel free to reach out, DM us, whatever. We're happy to play. Yeah, just reach out.
That's brilliant. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing you soon, so thank you very much.
Perfect, thank you.
Ah! Thank you.
Well, it's Make Music Day here at Cambridge Station Square, but all the events that we're doing today, all the stuff that's going on, is in support of a great charity called Break. Pete Maron is the CEO.
No, I'm the project manager and partnerships manager for Break.
Oh, see, I promoted
you
instantly.
I'd love to be the CEO.
I promoted you instantly, Pete.
I'm sure a CEO would love that, but thank you anyway. For the day, that sounds good to me.
We'll do it for now. You're CEO of where you are now. Listen, it's great that you're here today, and obviously everyone from Break down here in their T-shirts. Tell us about the work and what you do.
Yeah, brilliant. So we are a regional charity. And we do some amazing work across Cambridgeshire, Norfolk, and a little bit of Suffolk as well. So effectively, we work with very trauma-affected young people who've had a really difficult start to their lives, and we offer a whole range of services to make sure that they have the best possible life and future that we can offer them. So particularly in Cambridge, we work with care leavers.
Right.
We make sure they have a safe, comfortable home that they can live in. And developing, and they also have we have a number of opportunities that we can give them to give them the skills that they can get a future career. We look after them for as long as they need us for, and we can offer them support and advice really right up into the adulthood until they don't need us anymore.
And let's be honest, I mean, the past few years, with the sum total of everything that's going on, you know, young people's mental health, we know, is an issue. They've had a tough time lately, haven't they?
Absolutely. So anybody really with a stable upbringing have had a tough time. But if you actually sort of magnify that, yes, and you think of some of our young people who've had a really, really difficult childhood, then yes, it's magnified by so much, really. And we can offer them anything they need, whether it's an ear to talk to listen to, some therapeutic advice that we can give them. And really just really some of those things that we might take for granted, like sort of setting up a direct debit for a bill or to pay your mobile phone.
If you've got no one to ask.
No one to ask, so we're there to really help them. But more than that, we can give them the skills that they can go and have an adult, an independent life as a young adult, which is really, really important. It's what they deserve, really.
Absolutely. Now, at an event like this, I mean, here we are today. It's Make Music Day. We've also got the giraffe standing tall, the giraffes coming to Cambridge next year. What does that sort of support mean for a charity like you?
Yeah, so with all credit to the Cambridge Bid, it's their event, which is World Music Day. We're here in the CB1 area near the railway station. They're playing some wonderful music throughout the day. And we're supporting that by having our own little event round the corner next to the hotel near Carter Jonas, where we're having a World Giraffe Day. We work very closely with the Cambridge Bid. They're partners of both events that we're putting on. And essentially, we are bringing down some of our giraffe sculptures, which will form our Cambridge Standing Tall Trail, which is going to be delivered next spring in Cambridge. So some of your listeners might remember the Cows About Cambridge project back in 2021. Hugely impactful, hugely successful. So guess what? We're bringing back a second one. And this time we're going to have giraffe sculptures. So we're here today with our giraffe sculptures. The team are here to answer any questions you have to find out about the trail. But we've also got a coffee break van. Now, our coffee break van is a social enterprise set up by Break, and it's for exactly delivering on what I mentioned before. It's about giving our young people the experience and opportunity to start their working life. So we train them up as baristas. We obviously treat them like they're employees, so they have to be work on time, they have to dress accordingly, and they get all the customer service skills that they like that they can then take on to get a job of their own. So the coffee's fantastic. Come down and see us. We're here between 12 and 4. Come and listen to the music as well. CB1 area today is amazing. And for all this, you can offer your support to Break. So
well, I was going to say, you know, I'm right in saying that the giraffes are sponsored, aren't they? Each one's done with a different set of art, and you're looking for companies and organisations. Presumably, you've still got some free that people want to sponsor?
Absolutely. So we've got 24 of the sponsors coming down today.
Wow.
To have a nice photo shoot. But yes, we absolutely need more. Our target is for 40 companies to be involved. We'd love to really decorate the streets of Cambridge next spring with all these wonderful 2.5 meter tall decorated giraffe sculptures, and we need your help. So we need the business community to come and support Break and to come and sponsor one of these. So come and meet the team or have a look on our website. There's lots of information about how you can get involved as a business. And
great.
Yes, please come and
give
talk
us that
us.
Website address, please.
So it's break-charity.org, and there you'll find a little section on Cambridge Standing Tall and everything you need to know about the project.
Fantastic, Peter. It's great. We could chat all day about this, but thanks for that. The music's starting up.
Cue the
Peter
music.
Peter Maron from Break, thanks for joining
Thank you.
Me.
So we're here at the Make Music Day at the Cambridge Station Square, and I'm here with Jenem. It's really lovely to see you. Hi, Jenem.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. Now, you're playing this afternoon. The last time I saw you, I think we were at the band competition.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Yeah. And I've seen you in between for various gigs. You've been doing lots and lots of stuff. Now, what have you been doing since the band competition and you won one of the heats?
Wow, okay.
It's been a little while.
I released some new music. That was sort of last year. I released some tunes there. I got to play at Camp Bestival last year. That was also a pretty big part of my year. And last year I did a little bit of touring around Europe as well. So it's been a pretty full-on year.
Brilliant. And was there a best place in Europe that you'd like to be?
Ooh,
that was the most popular, that you enjoyed most?
I think purely on, not just for the gig, but the actual location, Vienna was a big highlight.
Nice. I've never been there. That's definitely on one of my list
to
go. So you're going to play this afternoon. You were telling me that after today, you have got to buckle down because what's happening?
Yes, more new music is on the way.
Excellent.
It's been about a year since the last stuff, and I've got a new tune coming out on the 6th of July, and that's going to kick off hopefully a lot more music.
So. And what's that one called?
That one's called Roots.
And you're going to be playing that today or not?
Not quite
yet.
Saving that one for another few days and then it will get it.
So describe your music for those that may not know.
I would say largely it's upbeat pop music. The next lot of music that's coming out is going to be a little bit more singer-songwriter based. The stuff that's out there now is a little bit more dancey, but just generally upbeat, feel-good pop.
Excellent. And also, I was going to say, you'd said that you're producing it all yourself.
Yes, so this next lot of music, I've kind of come back to my roots started producing it all over
again.
So you've
done that. And did you not produce the last new music then?
So the last lot of music, I worked with a wonderful producer, a guy called Matt Wills, and did a really great job. But I just felt like it was time to go back to that kind of production. I'd done that a little bit over lockdown, left it for a bit, and now I feel like it's time to go back and do it all again.
Brilliant. And so that's why you've got to knuckle down and you mustn't book any more gigs for over the summer, which must be a bit annoying.
Well, I think you'll catch me on the streets busking here and there for sure, and who knows, there might even be a few gigs.
So if people want to find you on social media, or if you're out busking, where should they find you?
Yeah, so they can find me at Jenem Music, which is J-E-N-E-M and then music.
Brilliant. Well, you're about to get on stage, so I better leave you to that, and we're going to play a few of your songs now.
All right.
Thank you very much, Jenem.
All right. Good afternoon. As you just heard, my name's Jenem. I'm going to start with a couple of tunes you might know as well, so that, if you feel like singing, you are very welcome to. Here's a little mashup of some songs that singing from the moment I woke up this morning, looking out the window, seeing the sun.
Rise up this morning, smiled with the morning sun. Three little birds perched by my doorstep, singing sweet, sweet songs of melodies pure and true. Singing, this is my message to you. Singing, don't worry now about a thing, about a thing, about a thing, boys, every little thing is gonna be alright. Singing, don't worry now about a thing, about a thing, about a thing, boys, every little thing is gonna be alright. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Well, somebody came, they took your bed. Well, don't you worry now. Well, just be happy now. The landlord said your rent is late and he may have to come and litigate. Well, don't you worry. Just be happy now. And it's like, so I rise up. smiled with the morning sun. Three little birds perched by my doorstep, singing sweet, sweet songs, melodies pure and true. Singing, this is my message to you. Saying, don't worry, don't you worry now about a thing, about a thing, about a thing, yeah, yeah, boys. Every little thing's gonna be alright. Singing, don't worry, don't you worry now about a thing, about a thing, about a thing, yeah, yeah, boys. Every little thing is gonna be alright. Well, don't worry, be happy, don't worry. Every little thing is gonna be alright. Don't worry, be happy now.
Thank you. Just for anyone taking any photos or pictures today, if you do take any photos or pictures, feel free to tag me. That's my name in big letters on the side of the stage. So if you can't understand what I'm saying very well, it's right there. And also tag Love Cambridge as well. Thanks to the guys for putting this on. All right, like I said, I'm going to play some songs you might know and then some originals as well today. So I'm going to play another cover next just to get everyone singing if you want to. And also play you one of my favorites. This one's by Amy McDonald. And it's called This Is the Life.
Oh, that wind whistles down the cold, dark streets tonight. Well, the people, they were dancing to the music fight. Well, the boys and the girls did the curls in the hair. Why the shirts so many? Each song getting loud. So you're singing a song, singing this is the life. Wake up in the morning and yeah, first twice the size. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? Oh, you're singing a song, singing this is the life. Wake up in the morning and yeah, first twice the size. Same, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? Where you gonna sleep tonight? Where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? Taxi for four and you're waiting outside Jimmy's front door and nobody's there, nobody's home till four. So you're sitting there with nothing to do, talking about Robbie Richard and his modern crusade. Where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? Or you're singing the song, singing this is the life. Wake up in the morning and your head feels twice the size. Saying where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? Or you're singing the song, singing this is the life. In the morning and your head feels twice the size. Same, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? Where you gonna sleep tonight? Where you gonna sleep tonight? So you're singing the song, singing this is the life. Wake up in the morning and your head feels twice the size. Same, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? Where you're singing the song, singing this is the life. Morning and your head feels twice the size. Saying where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? Where you gonna sleep tonight?
As you can tell, this one doesn't have many words, so it's an easy one to sing along to. Let's go for one more chorus.
So you're singing the song, singing this is the life. Wake up in the morning and your head feels twice the size. Saying where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? Or you're singing the song, singing this is the life. Wake up in the morning and your head feels twice the size. Saying where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? Where you gonna sleep tonight?
Thank you.
If you're wondering what all the music going on in the background while I'm trying to have a conversation is, it's Bosie, and she joins me just slightly before she goes on stage. Bosie, very good afternoon to you.
Hello, hello.
Hi, thanks for joining us, and thanks for taking part in Make Music Day. You're not from around these parts, apparently.
No, I'm from New Zealand, actually. I moved to the UK about 4 years ago to study here, and I love living in Cambridge. It's It's such a vibrant city, and it's so good to be here.
And did you bring your DJing with you? Is it something you've always done?
The DJing is something I've picked up since I moved here. Cambridge has quite a vibrant DJ community, which has been really good to get involved with. But I've always been very interested in music. In New Zealand, I studied music in my straight after school, and I did a Bachelor of Performance in keyboard. So now I'm trying to sort of incorporate the two and do some sort of improvisations and mix the music that I like. So yeah.
So that's what we're going to hear today then. It isn't just going to be one tune into another. You're involved as well.
Yeah, yes. So I'm going to be mixing and, you know, trying to flow through the different tunes that I like and then do a little bit of a twiddle on the piano.
Make
it a bit more interesting.
So how did you get involved in Make Music Day?
Well, I've been involved in some of Cambridge BID events before, and I knew some people who worked there. And then when they had this event and they wanted a diverse set of acts, and they said, would you like to play? And I said, sure, I'd love to. So, yeah.
Why wouldn't you? Exactly. It's a great location here, isn't it? Out in the open. I mean, this must remind you a little bit at home. At least the sun's shining today.
Yes, exactly. It's such a nice day to be doing this. Yeah, the sun's out and... Yeah, the keyboard's not getting rained on, so that's good.
Yeah, exactly. I noticed they didn't give me any cover, so well done there. In general, though, do you manage to still gig a lot while you're out and about?
To gig a lot, you say? Yeah, I've got to think. Mostly this year has definitely been more so than last year and the year before. I think with COVID, things are starting to sort of open up and there's more things to get involved with, so more and more so. And as I sort of get better at what I'm doing, and I'm excited to see...
So have you got
what will be going on for the remainder of the year.
I was going to say, have you got stuff lined up, or where would people normally find you?
Sort of like different things. I'm going to be playing at, there's a Warning Barbecue in August. I think it's near the station as well. That's a drum and bass event, so I'll be mixing some drum and bass there. So all sorts.
Fantastic. Listen, I'll let you go and get ready. I'm looking forward to your set. Turn it down just a little bit, and we'll catch up with you later. Bosie, thanks for joining us.
Sure, thanks so much.
Well, that's very nearly it for this special programme about Make Music Day. I'd like to thank all the artists who took part, with a special mention to the Collaboration Choir, who we were unable to include in this programme. Our thanks also go to the teams from Cambridge BID and Break, as well as the excellent technical team from Pierce Hire. Our final act today is Harry Beasley. He's talking to Alex Elbrow.
So I'm here with Harry Beasley, who's about to go on stage for the Make Music Day today at Cambridge Station Square. Hi, Harry. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you, Alex. How are you?
I'm really good, really good. It's been such a great day. Now, Harry, the last time I saw you in person was in my back garden for the Make Music, well, for the Folk Festival at Home in 2020. And we couldn't even hug, we couldn't do anything, could we?
No, I know. It's crazy to think. It's been a couple of years since, and so lovely to see a community event now busy and popping and be able to have a hug as well.
Isn't it just? I mean, you know, this is the sort of event where you realise what you've been missing when it all shut down, really. You were playing with the Mardlers then, but since then you chose to become sort of solo and do your own stuff.
Yes, yeah, so I did have some great fun with the Mardlers, and since I've been doing sort of a lot of this kind of singer-songwritery stuff. I'm still playing behind the drum kit as well with an artist called Amelie Jatt, who resides in London, so still getting my drum fix. But yeah, it's been exciting, got lots going on. Summer has been really, really busy, and lovely to add this one into the calendar as well.
Yes, so you're playing this afternoon. What sort of thing are you going to play for people that don't know your music?
So it's going to be a sort of loop pedal magician set. Going to be throwing everything from sort of Pink Floyd to Frank Sinatra in there. So it'll be a whole range of genres and styles, try to get a little bit for everybody, and add my own twist to them using the loop pedal, kind of beatbox and harmony, expect lots of.
So that's a really good way if you're on your own as a singer-songwriter, isn't it, to sort of build a richer sound?
Certainly. It's sort of like, going for the one-man band effect, kind of like sort of Tash Sultana's Mike Love sort of inspired performances. It's a good challenge, but hopefully it'll all go well today.
It sounds brilliant. Now, tell us about, you do lots of sort of gigs all around sort of cafes and bars and all sorts of interesting places around Cambridge. Tell us a few of the ones coming up.
So I'm at the Anchor next weekend on the 30th for my birthday gig. So we're going to be having a lot of fun with that. I'm back at the Six Bells in August. In terms of sort of local to Cambridge, I'm playing out in Sawtrey at Greystones as well, a little bit further outside. And then quite a few weddings lined up as well over the next couple of months.
Brilliant. So do you change your music for the different events you're at?
Oh, absolutely, yes, yeah. So I've got the wedding set and the pub set firmly in different lockers.
Right, so tell us where we can find your music if we need to look me for, if you want to look you up for looking for all these things.
Okay, so you can find me at Harry Beasley Music on Facebook or Instagram. The easiest way to remember that is it's Harry with an I rather than a Y, which isn't a stage name. That's just thanks, Mum.
I'd always wondered that, actually. It is a very unusual spelling of it, isn't it? But yeah. it keeps you apart, so she knew that you were going to be a star.
Yeah, oh no, I do. I thank her for it now, deep down.
Yeah. So you're going to go on stage and play a couple of numbers, well, an hour set now. So, good luck with that.
No, thank you very much. Thank you for having me. I'm going to kick things off for the track, Kaleo track, a song called Break My Baby. A little one-man band attempt. Your back, but would you ever do that for me? For me, well, Billy boy, he's gifted, you know, you can't deny. Don't leave us empty handed, you know, we don't deserve that from you. From you. She loves to fake it. I wanna break my baby. I'll break her down. You've come too far, we both agree. Just give the people what they need. They'll take you in and they'll spit you out. You're only worth how much you sell. Will you take my place? Or will you just take the strain? Will you answer the call? Or is it down to call? Will you call out my name when it all goes up in flames? Will you be by my side? I wanna break my baby. You know she loves to fake it. I wanna break my baby. I'll break her down. Thank you.
Hey, thank you guys very much. So today's set will be a mix of songs that you do know and don't know. But this next one you might. It's a happy little strummer. And so's the song. But yeah, a little Vance Joy track, a song called Riptide. Don't be shy if you know it.
Well, I was scared of dentists and the dark. Well, I was scared of pretty girls starting conversation. All my friends are turning green. You're the magician's assistant in their dream. Dark side, and I wanna be your left hand man. And I love you when you're singing that song. And well, I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong.
Only takes one to start a dance floor.
There's this movie that I think you'll like. This guy decides to quit his job and head to New York City. This cowboy's running from himself. He's been sitting on the highest shelf. We've come unstuck. Lady, running down to the riptide, taking away from the dark side. And I wanna be your left hand man. And I love you when you're singing that song. And well, I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. I've just gotta know. And if you're gonna stay,
sing it.
And I've just gotta know. I wouldn't have it any other way. I swear she's destined for the screen. The closest thing to Michelle Pfeiffer that you've ever seen. Oh, lady, running down to the riptide, taking away from the dark side. And I wanna be your left hand man. And I love you when you're singing that song. And well, I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. Lady, running down to the riptide, taking away from the dark side. And I wanna be your left hand man. And I love you when you're singing that song. And well, I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. Yeah, I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong.